It is one of the fastest growing social apps in the world, Snapchat. And a recent piece in Slate by senior technology writer Will Oramus caught our collective eye here at Stateside. Oramus was trying and not particularly succeeding to get Snapchat, and it was making him feel old. I might note he is 32 years old. Are newer apps trying to keep older users out of the loop? Kimberly Springer is Michigan Radio's social media producer. Hello, Kimberly.
Hi, Cindy.
Kimberly, it's interesting to note Snapchat recently beat out Instagram and Tumblr as the fastest growing social app. So it is big. It is here. It's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
It allows people to take very short videos, I think maybe about 6 seconds. And then once the videos are viewed by the person on the other end, they disappear.
So that's what makes it special, is that it just goes away. It doesn't leave a footprint.
It's ephemeral. I mean, I think maybe some of our warnings to the next generation about privacy and things lasting on the internet might have gotten through a bit with these application designers.
And from the eye of a parent with one raised eyebrow, one might think that young users might be up to nefarious things with this. Not necessarily, but could.
That might just be the case across generations, right? There's kind of a generational difference. People were suspicious of jazz music. Parents were suspicious of rock and roll. So I think this just might be the version of that suspicion coming to fruition.
Well, in this piece for Slate, Will writes, Snapchat makes almost everyone over the age of 25 feel old. And he's their senior tech writer. Why are the 30 and ups finding it so challenging to understand and use Snapchat?
I think the difference between the generations might be that we come to these different technologies with previous technological experience. So take, for example, the advent of the VCR. That used to be.
That was a big deal once. How do you program it and
exactly.
How do you get it to stop flashing 12?
And people saying, oh, you know, my kid can just, you know, go up there and start pushing buttons and get it to record. And I think we hear the same thing that people say about their children and these apps and different screens that they're using. So I think we bring expectations from our previous technology use to the apps.
You think these newer apps and technology like Snapchat, are these setting the foundation for how younger people communicate with each other, or is it the other way around?
I think it might be playing on what younger people are expecting from apps and what they want them to do. So these leaner apps that are popular, like Snapchat, Vine, they are dedicated to messaging and also to images. And that's very different from our idea that we're going to use these apps to communicate, say, through email or longer messages.
Words.
Right. Words.
Words.
Use your words. No, we'll use images.
And it's interesting to note as the young set turns to Vine and Snapchat, they are turning away from Facebook, which based on my personal experience is where proud grandmas now post pictures of their grandkids. Mm-hmm. So the younger ones don't want, you know, that's the old people's domain now, Facebook. I think very, very few times do I see my 21-year-old posting things on Facebook.
Yeah, it's very much visually oriented in a different kind of way. I was looking at an app, a new app last night called You Now. And basically, you have a video camera, your camera on your phone, turned on you all the time. And people can make comments on that. People can give you gifts, so they can give you sort of tips. And people are just, you know, there are convenience store owners who are just interacting with their customers who have thousands of fans. So, and the interface is really simple for that. You just turn on your camera.
Is there a generation gap here? Because to me, that's very Kim Kardashian, you know, queen of the selfies. Mm-hmm. And here I am, star of my own little movie.
We're all a brand now, I think is the saying. And so with that branding might come a different kind of expectation about privacy, which I think is a worrying generational difference, because we seem to have forgotten about things like freedom and liberty in lieu of talking about privacy and just accepting that some of that is gone.
Do you see today's Snapchatters kind of moving on up a few years and then becoming confused or frustrated by the next generation's pet apps?
I think that's just how technology works. I mean, who knows? It might not even be apps. It might just be some way of virtual reality thinking that has no buttons at all.
Bottom line, do you think is trying to keep up with the younger generation's apps just a losing game? Just get out of the way, Grandma.
I don't think it's a losing game. I think it's good to know what the different things are, but I don't think we necessarily have to know how to use them because they're also quite fleeting. If you look at, there's a map of social media that we can put online where you see all the different social media channels, and there are hundreds of them, and they probably won't even be around next year.
And do the app developers, does this app market really even want the over 30s to be in on the secret?
I think they probably want as big of an audience as they can possibly get.
Kimberly Springer is Michigan Radio's social media producer. Thank you so much, Kimberly.
You're welcome.